I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order today, September 19th. The time is 8:35 this morning. We need a roll call, please.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Supranor.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Mr. Potts, would you please lead us in a word of prayer?
Sure. Lord, we thank you for today. We just thank you for the rain. Just watch over this Congress and be with them as they make good decisions for our people. Just be with us today and guide our actions. In your name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mr. Potts. Approval of minutes. It's okay. I moved over here.
Oh, okay.
Let's review the minutes and get them handled.
Vote count on page 3. I think it's right in the paragraph on the metallic. 5 yeas and 1 nay. Wasn't Congresswoman Edwards the only nay vote? Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
We have a motion to approve the minutes as amended. Second from Congressman Mason. Any discussion? All in favor of approval of the minutes say yes.
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 Are there any opposed to the approval of the minutes? Seeing none, the motion passes. Ms. Walker, I'd like the minutes to reflect that we have the Treasurer Alexander with us and Ms. Fox, the controller, and also Assistant Chief Reddy has joined us. Assistant Chief Redhorn. Excuse me for that mistake. Okay, next item on the agenda is discussion of FY18 appropriations. For the matter of time, without objection, let's move on to agenda item number 6, which is consideration of ODCA 1774, an act to authorize and approve $450,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund for fiscal year 2018 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Edwards is a sponsor. I know at one of our last meetings we requested some information from the controller. Do you have that information about the burial fund with you?
Just what I sent you.
Okay, so we do have that information
yes, sir.
Somewhere. And now I'd like to turn the floor over to Congressman Edwards.
Well, moi was looking for that information yesterday, and I didn't know that we had it. I don't think do you have it, Shanna?
No.
Okay. So we need to find that and get it. And then I wanted to point out to you guys that, see this information. So then I went back to the information that you had utilized in the special session. And I didn't get to the full bottom of it, but this is the information that came August 18th, 2017, that I believe you guys examined in making an amendment to the Burial Assistance Fund to get more information. Can you go to the next page? And It's always helpful to know who creates these things so I can go back to them, or any of us can go back to them when we need some additional information. So I went over this with the budget analyst. I guess this is what you guys utilized in August. The issue I raised and the budget analyst raised is, where's the information for September? It's got October through August. So we're missing September. So I believe we communicated that. I know we communicated that, right?
Yes.
What did you guys do about it in August when you looked at it? Did you get some more information?
I'm trying to think if burial assistance was in this committee in August. I can't recall. I believe it was in GovOps. Was it in your committee, Congressman Walker?
I don't remember for sure.
I can't recall viewing these.
I mean, it looks like in that one there's some September numbers, but I can't.
Yes. The.
Why don't we try to find what she sent yesterday?
Mr. Potts, yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I did receive balances from Ms. Fox yesterday. It's just simply that the $360,000 had been appropriated. $292,000 had been spent here to date, leaving a balance of $67,475. Congresswoman Edwards is correct that this information is missing September that was communicated to Assistant Chief yesterday. New information was supposed to come this morning, updating these, to my knowledge, maybe. Okay. This document here does include September financial information. So while the numbers from the previous chart are missing the September information, you can see here that as of the date that this was submitted, which would be August 18th, financial information was included on expenditures from this fund.
Are those for the other 2 years?
Yes, the previous two fiscal years.
Okay.
Fiscal years 15 and 16,
so
October through September.
So the numbers for 15 and 16.
So what I've done is take these numbers and put them here.
Extrapolate out.
Yes, for 15, 16, okay. 17. Just for the purposes of quick reference, you can see here the total by year, and then the monthly average expenditure here, bringing you to the total of the annual average, and then a monthly average over 3 years.
So the annual average for 2015 is 427. The annual average for 2016 is 375, and to date, without September, we have 394.
These wouldn't be averages, but that's the total expenditure, yes.
Sorry. It's being sent to UVA. The proposal in the bill is for $450,000. I'm sure Congressman Walker will have something to say about that. But anyway, I wanted you to have try to have complete information before you made your decision about what to do about this.
So, before I call on Congressman Walker, could you please fill in your average?
So, what I've done is calculate the average for the months here. So, over 3 years, your average is the $34,185. When you add this in, it looks an estimate to be about $428,000 expenditures for this year. That's an estimate, but it's there. So.
Thank you, Mr. Potts. Yes, Congressman Walker.
Did I hear there's $68,000 in the fund now?
$67,475.
Okay, and that's basically to cover, I guess, not only September of this year, but it's there to be used, right?
I don't know how you guys calculated what that number till. I don't know if that was till the end of the calendar year or what your plan was for that.
Well, let me ask it this way: is Is August fully accounted for? Are there any outstanding invoices that could come in for August?
Not for August. For September, yes.
Well, don't they have 30 days after the funeral to...
But I'm not sure how long they have. They do turn them in well after the funeral, though.
So, I mean, I'm not going to say for sure that August is fully accounted for.
Mr. Potts?
Actually, August in this wouldn't be fully accounted for. This is as of August 18th. So if anything came in after...
Okay. Well, what I sent you yesterday is...
Okay. So...
Congressman Walker?
Well, $450,000 appears to be sufficient, at least. I mean, I'm not inclined to make an amendment to reduce by $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000, so I'm content with the $450,000 number.
Congressman Shaw?
I share the same sentiment. I don't plan any motions to modify those the requested appropriation.
Congressman Edwards?
Subject to getting the right information that I still think we should have, ONCA, I move to report ONCA 1774 to the Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to report the due pass recommendation. Any discussion to the motion? All in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Are there any opposed to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. We will report out ONCA 1774 this morning to Congress with the due pass recommendation. Congressman Edwards?
So can a couple of things. Can we get, did you prepare that one, Tasha? The one, those, so it's helpful if whoever makes these documents puts their name on them or we find that the source, because we weren't sure who prepared that document. So it sounds like Assistant Principal Chief might know. So I guess I should direct the request. Please request that we get an updated document with a source, because I've been relying on them, the treasurer's office, and this came from somewhere else, apparently. Right?
I have never seen that.
Well, I would like to fully understand the request, too. You want me to make a request of, and can you please do it by motion?
Move to request the Assistant Principal Chief provide updated chart information on whatever that, what's the receipt number? Corrected and updated chart information. What's the number of the communication receipt? Communication receipt 17-754.
We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second to the motion? Motion dies for lack of a second. Assistant Chief, did you want to be recognized?
I'm hearing correctly, the information requested by Congressman Edwards has already been sent to Mr. Potts for the last few minutes via email.
Mr. Potts?
I just received that information. I'm forwarding it to the clerk right now.
You just what?
I just received that information.
So, can you update the document that you have to reflect those?
I can.
Okay. Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Has the bill already passed that committee with the due pass?
Yes, it has.
My comments are needed.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any more discussion to information requested? Seeing none, we're going to move on to the next agenda item, consideration of ONCA 17-102, an act to authorize and appropriate $597,000 to the Capital Asset Improvement Fund for the list of capital asset purchases and establish an alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor. I will give the chair to Vice Chair Shaw.
Okay.
And let him move over
chair,
from here.
Take the chair at this time. Again, we are now down to ONCA 17-102. Sure to read the whole title.
I did, yes.
Okay, so we're in 17-102, you've had the title read. Yesterday, we took it up in committee meeting and didn't have all the information of which, so it's been postponed until now, so now it's off the table again for our discussion. I see we have Mr. Cass here. I'm going to ask the bill sponsor if she has any opening remarks, and then if she wishes, when she wants Mr. Cass involved, just to call on him.
I don't have any opening remarks. I think we looked through it and decided that that we needed someone from the executive that was familiar with what was in this budget to present it to us, so.
Mr. Cass.
Who's that here?
I think this chair is vacant.
Sure.
Join us.
Good morning.
Mr. Cass, yesterday we went through ONCA 17-102, which is up now, where it lists all of those proposed projects, costs for to be appropriated in the capital asset improvement fund. We didn't have enough information, and so it's been postponed until you could attend and give us more information. And so if you could maybe just take it from the top and go through there, I think that would help us, and then we might have specific questions.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The properties complex design, that's for architectural engineering services. As part of our phase one, or part of our master plan project, we've had intentions to relocate our tribal works maintenance personnel to the West Avenue, which is across the street from the cemetery, and to build a structure there to accommodate their equipment, supplies, whatever it may be, as well as our shipping and receiving warehouse would be occupied on trust property off of West Avenue. And this money is to complete that design. The design at this point is about at the concept, it's between concept and schematic design. So we would pick it up at that point and finish that design. And intentions would be to bring back an estimate to construct that facility in the spring or whenever appropriate. So that's what the first item is for. The next few items, Capital Head Start playground equipment. We have information that there's a need from our Head Start program that they need some playground equipment. We feel like the capital asset, or at the time that these budgets were prepared, the capital asset and improvement fund was the appropriate location to put this request for appropriation from Congress to purchase those assets. The Heritage Center structural analysis engineering, as you may be familiar, that's the just down the street here. Our language and cultural folks occupy that space. There's a second story to that building that has been gutted and is ready for use, could be ready for use and renovation, but feel like the appropriate step is to get a structural engineer in to analyze the integrity of that second floor before we move forward. The Skytook Wheeler playground equipment, again, capital asset improvement was the appropriate place to put this request, along with Pahuska and Fairfax. And then the superintendent's house renovation, currently unoccupied space that's vacant. We're wanting to get our renovation. We've been trying to move forward in renovating that space. I think this is a very good $150,000, a very good start in making that more usable for the nation in construction. And then the signage and wayfinding for entire campus. We're still trying to finish out proper signage for all our facilities, directional signage to get to them. And so then we'd have some uniformity with all of our signs throughout the campus. And the visitor center renovation, which I believe is on the down around the corner of Lynn Avenue and Highway 60. That is in need of some renovation so that we can utilize the entire structure. If you recall, that building was a gas station, a filling station, and just the front part of that structure has been remodeled. It's very small, but it needs, if you walk through a door, the rest of it looks like a garage still. So we're wanting to renovate it so it's more reflective of our design criteria and our standards, so it's a nicer facility as opposed to a garage.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Cass, for being here and telling us what these appropriation requests are about. I have a couple of questions. I guess I'll start with the wheel of playground equipment. I know that we bought property. We appropriated money to buy the property next to our Homney Wheeler facility, and there's some clearing going on. Was there playground equipment included in that budget for that property purchase and the work we're doing there? So that's my first question. Will Homney have some new playground equipment, although we don't see it in this budget?
The Homney Wheeler received an appropriation in the last, when the funds were appropriated to purchase that property and demolish the house that was on that structure, there was also an appropriation for playground equipment.
So that those funds have been encumbered?
They have not. They are in the budget, and we are working with Ms. Prather to secure those.
So they were the capitalized
funds? Yes.
So they're still there, not subject to fiscal year limitation.
That's correct.
So Homney's getting their playground equipment. The second question I have about playground equipment is, I believe that I see playground equipment up there by Arkahuska Wheela. Is this going to be an additional playground up there near our Head Start and our facilities?
It's my understanding they're going to upgrade some of the equipment that's on the site. Some of the things will probably moved out. I think some of that stuff, if I recall, I'm shooting from the memory here, but I think some of that equipment is designed for bigger kids, and they have smaller kids there. I think that's the issue.
But currently they do share a playground, and they're going to continue to share a playground. We're not going to make two separate playgrounds for immersion and for Wheela.
I'm not sure about that.
It seems like I've heard something to that effect. What I think that we could probably all use one playground instead of a separate one, but that's just my thoughts. And I guess you don't have an answer to that question. May I continue, Chairman?
Please.
Visitor Center renovation. I do believe this Congress appropriated matching funds for the renovation. I think our grants department applied for a grant for the restoration. I was in great support of that to have the funding to fix the visitor center how we would like to. So we appropriated the matching grant funds for that during this past year. So is this additional funds to be added to that? Do you know the status of the grant that they've applied for? Do you have that information, Mr. Cass?
I do not have the information on the grant application. I can try to gather that and get back to you, but I didn't follow the grant application for this facility.
And I have one more question.
Continue, please.
And the signage and wayfinding for the entire campus, I have been in meetings in the executive offices where we were talking about the visitor center and the grant and wayfinding signs. These signs, do you know if the request of $125,000 is only specific to put signs on our campus, or is this signs to maybe put out on our highways directing the public to where our museum might be, our cultural center? Do you have more information on
It's an encompassing plan. So it's to get people from our highways and streets that come through here to our campus, as well as grading signs on our campus. So just for a reference there, it's about a few signs we put up that are adjacent to our new structures, the Welcome Center and the Ball Building. That's about $25,000 to $30,000 worth of monument signs, and that can get really expensive depending on how extravagant we get. So we're trying to keep it in a consistent signage, so it's all uniformity. They realize it's an Osage sign to an Osage building when they see the uniform signs. So that's the goal, have uniformity in our signage, like many of you have seen at hospitals or other colleges, that the signs are uniform. It's consistent. We're shooting towards that so that we can direct our folks that are coming to conduct business.
Congresswoman.
I have one more question, unless somebody else wants to ask questions.
Why don't you go ahead and continue.
Okay. And then our complex, properties complex design. I know that was part of the campus master plan to move Tribal Works into their own facilities. I think they're working out of kind of some ragged places right now that do need updating. And I'm supportive of them having a new space. But I guess the question I have about this complex design, so this will be to actually draw the documents to build off of, right?
Correct.
And get us to that point where we can properly bid the job to contractors. One question I have when we make these types of appropriations, because I know sometimes how that may not be a priority next year, and so maybe the funding won't even be requested next year. So once we have those drawings, how long can those last us? I mean, like, if we get the drawings done in FY18 and for some reason we can't follow through on building that facility in 19 or 20, will those documents be able to be picked back up in 21 and be utilized? I hate to think that we're going to appropriate the money, spend it, and somehow it might not be utilized. That's my question.
And a measure of quality assurance is if we do that and we design this project and we don't build it for 3 years, we've got to pay a little bit more money, go back to the engineers of record, architect of record, make sure we're still meeting all current code requirements, make sure we're current with the life safety code. Those things are changing periodically. So we would pick those back up, go through that process, just to maybe a peer review or the same company go back through. And so there'd be an additional expense to do that, but it's possible.
Okay, thank you. I'm finished.
Okay. Congressman Supernaw.
I got a question for Bruce. Bruce, why is the visitor center closed now?
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any answers why it's not operating now. I don't handle that side of it.
Anybody else?
I heard that it was because they had to upgrade the bathrooms. And I thought that cost $50,000. But if you're talking as if none of this money is for the bathrooms, is that right?
Is this money for the bathroom? Is that what you said, sir? It's not. There is a bathroom, a handicap accessible bathroom there. It did not cost $50,000. I don't have the exact figure with me, but I know it didn't cost $50,000. So I'm not, beyond that, I'm not sure. I don't have the answer to why it's not operating.
That's all.
Additional questions to the committee for Mr. Cass? Congressman Walker.
The Heritage Center, the structural analysis engineering, how come that's not put in professional fees?
Could be, should be.
Okay.
Continue.
I guess those are below the line expenses and they can be intertwined. So not wanting to split hairs. And I know my former bunch likes me asking questions about the roads department and how certain funds aren't utilized. But on the signage and wayfinding, has there been discussion about utilizing federal funding, the Roads Department funds for that.
Not to any, we cooperate and coordinate with the Roads Department on a lot of sign-related needs, but the signs, and it's based on their, as you know, they have a sign machine and the ability to make these signs, but it, typically what they make is a standard road sign. It's not a monument sign or a something that you'd want in the front of our Osage Nation facilities. You could see the comparison between a typical road sign and a monument sign that are in front of the Welcome Center and the Law Building. So we coordinate together when there's a need for any kind of signage, but we haven't had the conversation about the ability to use roads funds to handle the signage and wayfinding needs for the nation and the campus.
Well, they have a planning meeting this afternoon that I would have liked to have attended, but we do have committee meetings, maybe so. Anyway.
Any other questions?
No, I'm
right now.
I'm
okay.
Working.
Ask later. Committee, have any other questions? Congressman White.
Well, I did have a question of Assistant Chief Redcorn. I was going to see if he could find out the grant information about the Visitor Center. So I don't think we need to appropriate duplicative money. If this is an appropriation for matching funds for that grant, I don't feel like it belongs in cap assets. I feel like it belongs in the grant's matching fund. I'd like to be clear on what the $50,000 is for the Visitor Center. You aren't, correct me, but you aren't really sure. Is there a plan right now for that $50,000 to be used for the Visitor Center?
The plan is to make the renovate the space in the south side of the structure so that it's usable.
Okay.
When you walk through the door to the south, it's still a garage. From the however long ago.
So I guess I see him coming back in. So I guess I'd like to know if we've been complying on that grant. We need to move forward with trying to find it. I think he can find that information out for us if he would join us. But Mr. Potts, would you ask the Assistant Chief if he could has a moment to
I have some questions. Okay. So we can still get Assistant Principal Chief, but let me ask you on the, I know we've got. We'll just start with the superintendent's house renovation. Now, the $150,000 is actually for construction or remodeling renovation costs.
Yes.
That's not a design or an architectural rendering. Who would do that work?
Pardon me?
Who would do that work? A contractor or?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. We would procure that. The scope would be developed and we would utilize the scope in our bid documents, our standard bid documents, and we would procure a contractor, general contractor, to complete the work.
After that is completed with that amount, would that building be usable then for?
Yes.
Is it planned to be used for office space, you know?
I think the plan right now is to kind of get it back to the first floor back to what it was prior to all of the makeshift renovations we made to turn it into office space. We're going to try to open it back up on the first floor so it'll be a nicer potential. I think some of the conversation have been like a potential banquet area or something like that, a place for people to meet and have meetings. And but the goal is to get that first floor back to something more usable besides what it is now.
Are there offices in there now?
I don't believe anybody's occupying the space.
Okay. All right, very good. And then on the structural analysis engineering, now that would develop plans that could then be used to build with?
What, on the Heritage Center?
Yes.
What we've done...
I'm sorry, that's just to assess its structural integrity.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's not to build necessarily. You may build later, but okay. Then on properties complex design, does that produce plans with which you can build with, or is it just more, again, more of a design, and for which you would still need an architectural and engineering analysis to build with?
This would produce construction documents so that we could build a facility.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, so those are all my questions. Oh, Congressman Supernova.
Assistant Chief, Raymond, why is the visitor center closed at this time?
I don't know, to be honest about it. If you were to ask me to guess, I would guess because we probably don't have the money to have someone be there all the time. When you say visitor center, are you talking about the that's what I'm referring to.
Well, the reason I'm asking, I thought that it was closed because the bathroom needed to be fixed for a handicapped accessible or something of that type. But this $50,000 we're asking for is to refurbish something else. And so I might have bad information on that. He doesn't know why it's closed, and you don't know why it's closed, but he said it's not on his end, it's yours. So, who knows?
I can ask at the office and get back with you on it if you'd like. Okay. Your specific question is, why is it not open?
Yeah, why is it not open? Because I've been told it's because of the bathroom.
That would be news to me, Congressman Supernov, but my impression was we didn't have the funds to man it. But I'll find out the facts and let you know. There might be somebody here at the table who knows more about it than me. It's just something I have not been involved in.
Any more questions for Assistant Principal Chief? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, I was wanting to ask, maybe you could find this information out for us. We approved matching funds for a grant, maybe a whatever that is, community block grant possibly, or maybe it was a tourism grant to do a restoration or to do the actual construction work that we needed to have done on the visitor center. We approved the matching funds for the grant during this fiscal year. I couldn't tell you exactly when, so I guess I'd like to know what the status is of that grant. Well, we declined that grant, and now we're going to tribal funds to do this work? Because I was very supportive of the grant.
I think I'll be able to find out that question at the same time I find the answer to Congressman Supernov's question. And it shouldn't take me more than an hour or two, unless somebody's not at work today. So let me do a little checking, and we'll have facts we can work with.
Any other questions for Assistant Principal Chief? Thank you, Assistant Principal.
Thank you.
I have some additional questions for Mr. Cass. Very simple. Let's just take the property's complex design, for example. When that's completed and there are construction documents ready to start bidding for a contractor, how long are those plans usually good for which you can rely on them for construction costs or so forth? We hear there's an increase in construction costs and materials because of Hurricanes Wilma and Irma. And I just didn't know if a year goes by and the project hasn't started yet, whether or not our costs have gone up, whether the original appropriation is still valid.
So,
original
Mr. Chairman,
plans were valid.
If I could take maybe a couple of approaches to your question. One, you said, are the plans still good for construction for a year or two? Yes. They would still be good for construction. We may have to do some minor rechecks with engineers to ensure we still meet code everywhere. So the plans would still be good for construction. Are the plans as designed to a budget? Is that budget still good? There are a lot of factors that could come into play there, like you're talking about. Typically what I've seen is in any planning element, you would calculate in about 4% escalation. So if we don't build it this year, it's going to cost 4% more next year, or more. And then there's these scenarios where whatever's happening in the world or in our country may drive costs up. Well, we've seen that one time. We've on a little bigger scale. It was a $1 million building in Fairfax. We should have built almost a 5,000 square foot building, but at the end of the day, we got a 3,800 square foot building because the price of steel went up and China was buying all the steel. So that impacted that project. That was eight years ago or so, 8 to 10 years ago maybe. That happened right in the middle of our project. We were designing and the price of steel just shot up quickly. Those are hard to predict. We haven't really seen exactly how much it's going to impact based on the couple of hurricanes that have taken place. Anything that was coming through that area, what we're seeing on our other projects, any material that was coming through that area, there may be some delays, but not yet. It's not yet determined if there's any material that's not going to be obtainable, because we placed orders so long ago. It's in production and it's just getting it here. That's the issue. That may be a minor delay. Okay. We haven't seen anything yet that's on our current projects that's going to impact us, but it is a consideration.
Okay. Other questions? Okay, all right, thank you, Mr. Cass. So is there any motions or movement on this bill, on CA 17-102? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
It's not a motion or movement, but it's just my position right now on this bill. Most of the things I'm seeing in this capital assets budget, I agree with, but I know we've been talking about the superintendent's house renovation for quite some time. I know just from living in old homes and restoring old homes that if you don't use it and utilize it and put some money into it, it goes down fast. So I believe this time around I'm supportive of that renovation. However, the visitor center renovation, I need more answers from the executive about how we've progressed in our grant application before I think that is a needed appropriation in this capital assets budget, because now we know that when we make these appropriations to the capital asset improvement fund, it's there and specific for that purpose. So whether they need $50,000 more on top of the grant or whether we haven't received the grant is important to me to know that information. So. For right now, I'm not ready to move on this unless we want to move it out with the view to do something to it on the floor. We get the information. It's up to this committee.
Let me just issue my comment. I support this bill and these requests. You know, we have infrastructure needs for the nation. This is a rather modest amount, but although I suspect that we'll be approached with an appropriation to possibly build or construct in the spring. Of course, that'll depend on what our revenue availability is, but anytime you start getting architectural engineering analyses and so forth, you can expect that the appropriation request is, 6 months behind it, and so you can anticipate that. But again, we do have infrastructure needs. Even playground equipment is a type of infrastructure. And while money is tight, we can't just put everything else on hold. And the superintendent's house, I think all of us like to see that's used. I like the idea that it's not just going to be office space. I like the idea that it's going to be used to try to reestablish its original floor plan on the ground floor, where it could be used for something different than just cubicle type office space, or redesign with walls for office space. Could do that in a trailer or something, and then we wouldn't have the grandeur of that house and its history and historical significance. So I support this. I'd certainly entertain a motion to report this out to make changes later.
Assistant
Principal Chief.
Answers to your questions, I was correct. The primary reason we are not, place is not open is a staffing issue. The grant, we expect to hear something about next month at the earliest. That is a three-year A&A grant, and the grant is for renovations to the building on a staged basis. The first one is just fixing up the first room, and then we're just essentially going farther back into the building and improving on a three-year basis each of the rooms to expand the facility and expand its ability to display the culture to the public. That's the short answer.
Thank you.
What I thought I heard is that even if we get the grant, there may still be there are still other needs for an appropriation to go beyond what the grant calls for. Did I hear you say that, or am I putting words in?
You didn't hear me say that, but I would concur with that, because these are very specific display-related, like display cases and single-room, specific room renovations. I'm just speculating, Congressman Supernov, but if there were problems back there in the bathroom, there's nothing in the A&A grant to address that. Flipping it over, and I think you're probably right. I'm not aware of any renovations down there that would make that bathroom ADA accessible. I'm going to get my ADA and my A&A confused here in a second.
Well, the reason I asked that, maybe I'm getting confused on something that happened or didn't happen, but I thought they asked the gaming operation for $50,000 to do that bathroom, and the gaming enterprise withdrew the $50,000. So I didn't know where the money came from. Eli's shaking his head, so
That's correct.
I know.
That's correct. That was a request, and that was before the Congress at one point.
So if this $50,000 is spent on refurbishing another part of the building, it still may not open unless this grant is used to fix the bathroom. Is that right?
I think I'm going to reserve the flexibility of the executive branch to address these issues as we see fit to get the place open and get it ready for the public. Obviously, the grant has some specific purposes in terms of funding, but this allows us to work around the edges of it and add money where necessary in order to get the place ready.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir. In addition, that grant also provides two employees for 3 years, so we can get it up and going to make sure that it's feasible to continue. We believe it is. All you have to do is look downtown and see how many folks are coming through here. I mean, you got the casinos with the little bike guys. If you haven't seen them, the little kind of like rickshaw deals where they're driving people around on bicycles. The Osage Casino right there on the side of it. You haven't seen it? I saw it once last week. It's the craziest thing I ever saw. but we do believe that we need to take advantage of the people that are flowing into Pulaski, and it's in the best. That's one of the best locations around, right there at that four-way. So that grant will really help us get to that point. So. In addition to helping with the building, it does provide for two individuals.
Congressman Whiteman.
Well, I would support, I've got all the information I asked for, I would support reporting this bill, taking about to report this bill out. I know that there's another part of this bill that we dealt with yesterday, and that's the revenue source of the bill. It comes out of the retained revenue fund, and as I said yesterday, I'm completely agreeable to change that out of the general fund of the Treasury once kind of our dust settles. So let me put out on the table as committee chair what I would do if we go ahead and pass this out. I think we reported out 1774. I'll report that out today to the floor of Congress.
And I'll hold reporting 17-102 out until tomorrow morning during session to kind of slow the progress down through the floor. So on general order day two, when we need to make amendments, we might possibly have a clearer view of how we want to amend that bill, the funding source of that bill, because I am not opposed to bringing it out of the general fund of the Treasury. So if that's acceptable, then I think reporting this out, unless somebody has some amendments to make here at the table, would be a good thing to do today.
I'm agreeable to that, but I would like to hear other members of Congress's opinion on the appropriation for this building. There's a $400,000 appropriation request or legislation for $400,000 appropriation. I mean, are we all comfortable with keeping it as a standalone appropriation? I think, is it to the legislative branch, or I mean, I think now would be the time to consider whether or not it would be more suitable in the capital asset improvement fund.
Congressman Mason.
My question is that because we're here and this is supposedly on a temporary basis, is there anything in writing or agreement that we're here, we're just here forever? This is our new home, our new digs. Where is that? I don't recall that position being made, or do we just claim it?
Well, it's like to see if the committee's heard anything official from anyone that represents the executive branch. Assistant Principal Chief, can you help us?
Or her. So I have discussed this with Chief Standing Bear, and this conversation occurred after some conversations that the Chief had with Speaker Pratt, as representing the legislative branch. I think it's fair to say that both came away with slightly different understandings of the discussions that ensued. So I'm going to do my dead level best to just repeat what Chief Standing Bear's position was in our last discussion, which was just a couple of days ago. And that is, obviously, there's some issues up there. You know, I'm 61 years old. I helped build that building. That's how old it is. And it's not, it was built in the last throes of efficiency. It obviously has some issues. And Chief Standing Bear has made clear that he supports the construction of new facilities for Congress on campus, on the Hill. Obviously, that takes time. And Chief Standing Bear and I have discussed this issue and feel like this would be an appropriate medium-term home for Congress. Having said that, we have also extended money appropriated specifically by Congress to conduct a highest and best use study, which is underway as we speak. That highest and best use study, I think, will be out in a matter of 4 or 5 more weeks. So we will have a clue from them regarding what they think the highest and best use of this facility is. I'm going to be very careful about how I phrase what I'm going to say next. Chief Standing Bear and I have discussed the possibility of improvements on the top floor of the building that would accommodate Congress, using the $400,000 that Congress is thinking about appropriating, and building something that approximates a nice place for Congress to convene and office space for Congress as kind of a, well, such an arrangement would add a permanent feature to this building which would not interfere with the commercial use of this floor, considering its commercial proximity to a national attraction, essentially. And would be nice, would be new. It would certainly, a space of as big as this floor would certainly accommodate Congress and some meeting room and some space for the public. So that has been discussed. I don't want to step out and say that's what Chief Standing Bear wants. We're still in the conversational phases about that. But to, I believe it was Congressman Walker's comments about what to do. I can tell you, Chief Standing Bear supports improvements of this building for the purposes of the Congress. I think where we may diverge is whether this floor, I'm just being perfectly straightforward about it, whether this floor is the best place for that to happen. That perhaps considering the long-term plans to put something up on campus in another location is the best long-term plan. Nothing's really been decided. I don't think there's been any subsequent conversations between, as a matter of fact, I'm almost certain I had, between Chief Standing Bear and Speaker Pratt. So that's my best explanation of where we are.
Congressman Whitehorn.
Well, to be specific to the question that Congressman Walker asked about, I think what you were asking is whether you thought the standalone appropriation would be better suited to go into the capital assets into this bill. Is that really the root of your question? Me as one member of Congress, I think, know that it should be a standalone bill because there are these issues surrounding it, and I think we can more fully discuss it in a standalone appropriation bill, and whether we choose to amend that to put it into the capital assets budget at that time or leave it in the as a legislative appropriation, I think that can be addressed while we're discussing that appropriation request. That's just my take on it.
I think, let me weigh in on that. I do think the monies for appropriation for construction, whether it be this floor, different floor, or for that matter, a different building, I do think it should go into the capital asset improvement fund, because that's where we require the executive to put their capital asset improvement projects. I don't think we are in the business of having that go to the legislative branch and someone within, or the Congressional Affairs Committee is coordinating construction, or we hire our own consultant. I think it should go into the capital asset improvement fund. Does that mean it has to go into this bill? No, it doesn't have to. It could be a standalone bill that appropriates to the capital asset improvement fund, because it's got some moving parts that are not as straightforward as these. Which building, how much, which floor? I think that'll give us a little more time between today and the time that that bill comes up for discussion. I'm not sure where it is right now. Do you know where that bill is?
I'm not familiar.
I don't think it's been processed in committee yet, but that gives us a little more time, a little more dialogue with the executive about where that's going to be. And it could be, right now I believe it says appropriated to the legislative branch. Amendments could be made to appropriate that to the capital asset improvement fund. But that discussion and committee can still be had, those amendments can still be entertained, it could come in and go out just as it stands. But trying to add that to this bill today, I think just a shade premature. And I think we could still pass this out if that be the committee's desire. Assistant Principal Chief.
One last thing. I'll state this as the position of the executive branch. If we're going to pay $32,000 for a highest and best use study for this building, at the very minimum, we should wait and see what that highest and best use study says. Thank you.
Well,
Congresswoman.
A question to that. Was it ever posed that this body is needing a home and that our home up on the hill is, I mean, would that be something that they would put into consideration of highest and best use? If that's not even an option on the table, then, well, they're not going to come back with saying, oh, well, that will save you money in your government operations. So that would be a question to me. If it's never been posed that we need a home for Congress within that study, then
I would
they're not going to come back with that.
I'm sorry. I would remind Congress that the guy that owns the company is the guy that was walking around here last Friday morning, and he's not blind. I mean, we had Bruce was with us. We had an extensive talk about the situation with Congress, what our situation was up there. He's fully aware of Congress's. Matter of fact, we probably talked about it for about 15 minutes. Okay. So he knows exactly what your situation is. He knows exactly how you're using this right now and what the problems are on the Hill.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Michael.
Move to report out ONCA 17-102, the due pass recommendation to Congress.
Okay, motion's made. Second to report out ONCA 17-102, the due pass. Second.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Report out for due pass recommendation, ONCA 17102. Is there discussion? All in favor of the motion, say yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. Okay, thank you. We're at the end of our, agenda. And so is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. If there's no opposition, we're adjourned. We've reached the end of our agenda.
Where does $400,000 figure come from?
I have no idea. I don't know.
You know, I think somebody grabbed it out of their ass.
Which amount? Which amount? 400 for what?
$400,000 to refurbish? That's what.
$400.